بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. يا رب اللهم ارحم ضعفاءنا ويسر أمورنا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات أعمالنا. ربي عجز الطبيب فداونا، وفسد الزمان فنجنا، وضعفت حيلتنا فقونا. إلهي حملت نوحا على ذات ألواح ودسر، يا ذا العزة والجبروت، ورددت يعقوب بصره بعدما ابيضت عيناه، يا ذا الملك والملكوت، وجمعت بينه وبين ابنه يوسف قبل أن يموت، ونجيت موسى بالتابوت، ونجيت الحبيب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بخيوط العنكبوت. سبحانك سبحانك أنت الحي الذي لا يموت. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: قل إن الخاسرين الذين خسروا أنفسهم وأهليهم يوم القيامة ألا ذلك هو الخسران المبين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من جعل الهموم هما واحدا هم آخرته كفاه الله هم دنياه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and beloved brothers, first and foremost we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this great wealth of iman. The only time we will understand the value of this iman is when we leave this world and we go towards our journey towards the akhirat. That is the time we will value what a great bounty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted us with. That in this world we might be having everything, the amenities of this world, the things of this world. But if we leave this world without iman, then so wretched will be our condition. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that death will be brought in front of the entire creation, بِسُورَةِ كَبْشٍ أَمْلَحٍ, in the form of a ram. The people of Jannat will be told, this is death. The people of Jahannam will be told, this is death. This will be the physical manifestation of death. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the effect of this, that لو أن أحدا مات فرحا لمات أهل الجنة, that if anyone would die, could die after that, the people of Jannat would die out of the extreme extent of happiness that they will experience when they will know that death will no more come towards us. And if anyone could die out of grief, then the people of Jahannam would die when they would know that they will not experience death. So out of the extreme extent of grief that they will experience just by getting that information that they will not be experiencing death and they will have to stay in Jahannam for 1,000 years, they'll call out, Ya Malik, Ya Malik, who is the doorkeeper of Jahannam. We're not asking for salvation. We're not asking for Allah to take us out from Jahannam. لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكَ, just that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us death so that we don't experience this grief and difficulty. In the one riwayat where Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he describes the levels of Jahannam. When he comes to the seventh stage of Jahannam, he goes silent. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asks him, Man sukkanu hadha al-bab al-sabi'a? Who are those that will go into the seventh stage of Jahannam? Then out of... When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam insisted, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ahlul kabair min ummatika alladhina matu wa lam yatubu. That those people from your ummah that left this world in such a condition that they did not make tawbah and they left this world. In the one riwayat, in the same riwayat, it comes in this riwayat that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he heard this for 3 days consecutively, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was crying for the ummah. 3 days consecutively. The daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes and says, Oh my beloved father, what has transpired? Why are you crying so much? I said, Oh Fatima, what can I tell you? Amma rijal fabilluha. That people will be dragged towards Jahannam with their beards. Hatta idha waqafu ala safiri Jahannam. When they come to the doorkeeper of Jahannam, they will say, Give us a chance where we can take out our last bit of regret. It comes in the riwayat, they will literally cry tears of blood. Malik, the gatekeeper of Jahannam, will make one statement and he will say, Ma ahsana hadha al-buka law kana fi dunya. What great tears, if only they were shed in this world out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders and brothers, this was the same effort that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made on the hearts of Sahaba. The effort of Iman. To change the incorrect direction of our hearts. In Makkah Mukarramah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made effort on Iman of Sahaba. Alqama ibn Harith radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes with his jama'at to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, Ma antum, who are you? They say, Mu'minun, we are believers. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِكُلِّ قَوْلٍ حَقِيقَ فَمَا حَقِيقَةُ إِمَانِكُمْ. Substantiate your statement. You are saying that you are believers. They said, خَمْسَ عَشْرَةَ خَصْلَةً خَمْسٌ أَمَرْتَنَا بِهِ خَمْسٌ أَمَرَتْنَا بِهَا رُسُلُكُ وَخَمْسٌ تَخَلَّقْنَا بِهَا فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ وَنَحْنُ عَلَيْهَا إِلَى الْآنِ إِلَّا أَن تَنْهَانَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. That 15 qualities we have to substantiate that we are believers. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, وَمَا الْخَمْسُ الَّذِي أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِهَا. What are the 5 qualities that I had commanded you and I taught you? They said, أَمَرْتَنَا أَن نُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ. The first thing that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Sahaba was to bring Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Makkah Mukarramah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made effort on the hearts of Sahaba ikram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. Because this is what will take us to our maqsad. And what is our maqsad, respected elders and brothers? Our maqsad is Allah. One is a maqsad and one is zarurat. Fiqh and masail, those are all zarurats of deen, necessities of deen. But the maqsad of deen is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made effort on the hearts of Sahaba that before the commands were revealed of Salah, Sahaba had learned the maqsad of Salah already. Before the commands of Hajj were revealed, Sahaba had learned the maqsad of Hajj in Makkah Mukarramah. Wherein young Sahaba were ready to give their lives for Allah's deen. Umair bin Waqas, a young boy, 15-year-old boy, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba are leaving to go and fight in the path of Allah, he is ready to give his life for the sake of Allah's deen. Where did that jazbah come? Where did that passion come? It was the effort that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made on the iman of Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi ta'ala li majma'in. Sahaba also had desires like us. Sahaba also had desires. Who wouldn't desire to stay in the Mubarak company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who wouldn't desire to live their whole lives where they performing salah in Masjidul Haram? They also had desires, like all of us, but they had object in front of them, and they had maqsad in front of them. And what was their object and what was their maqsad? It was only Allah. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those that strive and make effort, ulama explain the word fina. One is you say ilayna in the Arabic language. If you say mashaytu ilal masjid, that I walk towards the masjid. And one is you say mashaytu fil masjid, that I walked in the masjid. So ulama explain what is the difference. Allah did not use the word ilayna. Allah used the word fina. That when you're walking in the masjid, in front of you is the masjid, behind you is the masjid, on your right is the masjid, on your left is the masjid. So like that, respected elders and brothers, in our life we have to keep Allah in front of us, Allah behind us, Allah on our right, Allah on our left, Allah above us, Allah below us. Wherever we are, Allah has to be with us, Allah has to be our goal, Allah has to be our maqsad. لا مقصود إلا الله ولا مطلوب إلا إعلاء كلمة الله. That we don't have any other desire. Our only desire is that Allah's deen must come alive. In the four corners of the world, Allah's deen must come alive. That has to be our desire. And Sahaba made effort where they were ready to give up everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They gave up their families, they gave up everything for the sake of Allah. Respected elders and brothers, when iman will leave, the effort of iman will leave us, and ourselves have to be the focus. Each and every one of us has to worry about myself, my family, because we'll be lost on the day of Qiyamah. Loss is not loss of material things of this world. Loss is not loss of wealth. Allah says, قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَلَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينِ. When we put ourselves in loss and our family in loss on the day of Qiyamah, that is the real loss. When effort left the lives of the likes of Sahaba also, if you look at the South American continent, family of Sahaba, but because effort of iman had left, the people became murtad. So many places you go. We heard one karguzari from our ustad and our honorable Maulana Yusuf Bikusab, that when their jamaat went to Argentina and they worked in one place known as San Juan, and they were looking for the Muslims in those areas, and they looked at in the phone directories and they were opening and looking for Muslim names, In this one area they found that in that one area alone there were 100,000 Muslims. If you go to this continent and you ask the people how many Muslims in these areas, they'll give you three counts. They'll tell you, one answer they'll give you 3 million, another 5 million, another 15 million. 3 million, those that are practicing Muslims. And what is practicing Muslims? Those that come sometime to the masjid. Maybe once in a week they come for Jummah Salah. That is known as practicing Muslims. Then they'll tell you those that are Muslims, they know they're Muslims, but they non-practice. They don't come to the masjid at all. And there's a third count, respected elders and brothers, they are such Muslims that don't even know that they are Muslims. So in this area, they worked, the Jamaat worked for almost 4 months. And they tried to visit majority of the people. But when Maana was giving Karguzari, Maana mentioned that not one of them knew how to perform Salah. They did not even know Kalima. Maana mentioned one ajeeb thing. He says one thing is you experience earthquakes and tsunamis. In an earthquake and a tsunami, people die. Those that have Iman die with Iman. But this continent has witnessed, respected elders and brothers, something that is even greater than a tsunami and an earthquake. This continent has witnessed the death of La ilaha illallah. And then they met one family, was the Abbasi family, direct from the family of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they said that we are from the family of the Prophet, familia profeta. So when the Jamaat looked at them and they said, how can it be? So when they saw the Jamaat was not convinced, they took out a small box. In there they had the whole nasab nama, their lineage, from them right up to Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They were the 37th generation of Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And their condition was that they did not even know how to read Kalima also. Maana mentioned that the whole Jamaat started crying. And there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed one of the satis a vision that it was the plains of Qiyamah and one old man was looking for the Jamaat. And he came and that man was Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he said that I got one complaint. I thank you that you people came and making effort in these countries. But one complaint, why are you here only for 4 months? Why don't you spend your whole lives in these countries making effort to bring Allah's deen alive? That was the time Hazrat Maulana made niyat to start madrasa, and alhamdulillah, in different countries madrasa has started with a maktab system in Argentina, Uruguay, Venezuela, Brazil, in the whole continent. As we all aware, we must be hearing Karguzari, where alhamdulillah different madrasas where the shock of deen is coming. People are going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spanish people. Now in our area in Venezuela, we were informed, our own students from Venezuela with the staff members of the madrasa, there was a chilla jamaat that went out pedal in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the barakat of the effort of Iman, respected elders and brothers. So this was the Iman that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made effort on the hearts of Sahaba to change our yaqeen and our direction from things to Allah, from makhluk to khaliq, from mal to amal, to change our direction from the people to ourselves, to worry about our own selves. This is an effort for our own islah. And that is how Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majma'in reached that maqam in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they made effort to establish sifat in their lives. And they made effort to establish sifat in the lives of people. They made effort to establish deen in their own lives. Deen in our tijarat, deen in our homes. We're not saying leave our shops and jobs and everything, no. But our maqsad is Allah.
We have to keep Allah in front of us. Because shaitan is all the time with us. Imagine great, great sahaba like Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who narrates 5,374 hadith from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Daily in his life used to make this dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min an azni wa asriq. Oh Allah, save me from fornication and save me from theft. People said, Abu Huraira, such a great sahabi like you. He says, Kayfa amanu ala nafsi wa iblis hayy. How can I be content with myself when the devil is alive and kicking? Shaitan is all the time. One hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Tirmidhi Sharif, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses the businessman and he says, Ya ma'ashara tujjar, inna shaitan wal ithm yahduran al bay', that shaitan and sin are together with you in your dealings. Fashubu bay'akum bis sadaqah. That is why, get rid of that with sadaqah daily. So daily we have to keep Allah in front of us. Allah has to be our maqsad. How sahaba reached that maqam where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them glad tidings of Jannat in this world. 10 sahaba Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ashar Mubashara, giving them glad tidings of this world, of Jannat in this world already. How did they reach that maqam? When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting with the sahaba and he says, Inni la a'lamu rajul إذا يأتي على أبواب الجنة الثمانية فيقال له مرحبا مرحبا. That I know a person, when he will come to the 8 doors of Jahannam, from when he will come to Jannat, from all the 8 doors of Jannat, it will be said مرحبا, welcome, welcome. Sahaba said, من عظيم هذا الشان يا رسول الله. This great honor is for who, O Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He says, أنت يا أبا بكر. For you, O Abu Bakr رضي الله. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أُرِيتُ فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي دَخَلْتُ الْجَنَّةِ فَرَأَيْتُ قَصْرًا مِّنْ ذَهَبٍ عَلَى جَانِبِهِ جَارِيَةٌ تَتَوَضَّى فَسَأَلْتُ لِمَنْ هَذَا الْقَصْرِ فَقِيلَ لِي هَذَا لِفَتَى مِّنْ قُرَيْشِ اسْمُهُ عُمَرِ بْنِ الْخَطَّابِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ. That I seen in my dream, I was entering Jannah and I saw a whore sitting next to a palace that was made out of gold. And she was making wudu. And I asked, who's this palace for? She said, it's for one youngster from the Lifata min Quraysh. A youngster of the Quraysh, his name is Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Ala tarda an yakuna manzilaka muqabila manzili fil jannah ya Ali. Oh Ali, don't you desire that your house be in front of my house in Jannah? لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ رَفِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَأَنْتَ رَفِيقِي يَا عُثْمَانِ. Uthman, every Nabi will have a friend in Jannah, you'll be my friend in Jannah. These glad tidings, Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah, we hear every khutbah, every Jummah we hear, Sayyidatul Nisa, Fatimah al-Zahra. These glad tidings of Jannah, how did Sahaba attain it? لِأَنَّهُمْ أَقَامُوا الدِّينَ فِي حَيَاتِهِمْ وَأَقَامُوا الدِّينَ فِي مَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Because they established Deen and Allah in their lives and they made an effort to establish Allah in the lives of people. To bring this kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah in our own lives and to make an effort to bring it in the lives of the entire humanity. So we have to keep Allah in front of us, respected elders and brothers, where our object is only Allah and we don't have any other desire. Our only desire is how Allah's deen can come alive. How Allah's deen can come alive. Make an effort on every part of deen to bring this sifat in our lives. How salah can come into our lives. Don't be content in what condition we are in. Today we worry about other people. We have to worry about ourselves. إِنَّ النَّاسَ خَافُ اللَّهَ فِي ذُنُوبِ الْعِبَادِ وَأَمِّنُوهُ عَلَى نُفُوسِهِمْ. Today we point fingers and say, you are like this, you fornicating, you making zina, you looking at this, you watching that. I'll be afraid to die and meet Allah in the state that you are in. In other words, saying that I'm happy when I die, how I'm going to meet Allah. Let us not worry about people. Worry about our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we make effort on people also, our niyat and our intention has to be that, oh Allah, it is for my own reformation. Because tawfiq is only in the hands of Allah. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. One person came to Rabi ibn Khuthaym rahmatullah alayhi, a great tabi'i. It was said, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, لَوْ رَآكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم لَأَحَبَّكَ. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen you, he would love you. So somebody asked him, مَالِ لَا أَرَاكَ تَعِيبُ أَحَدًا. That, oh Rabi ibn Khuthaym, what is the matter? I don't see you taking out fault from people. So he hit him on his chest and he said, وَيْحَكْ ثَقِيلَتْكَ أُمَّكْ مَا أَنَا عَنْ نَفْسِي بِرَاضٍ فَأَتَفَرَّغُ مِنْ ذَنْبِي إِلَىٰ ذَنْبِ النَّاسِ. That I am not content with my own self, that I am so filled with so much sin that I have to forget about myself and start searching and looking at people and what people are doing. So our target is to be ourselves, respected elders and brothers, where we consider ourselves as the worst and everyone better than us. You look at the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah ta'ala li majma'in. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, what great maqam Allah had given him. There's no time to go into his life. But subhanallah, someone came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said, Anta khayrun min Abi Bakr, that you are better than Abu Bakr. You are better than Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he said, Allahu Akbar. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Abu Bakr atyabu min rihil misk wa ana adallu min ba'iri ahli. Abu Bakr, he's better than musk also, and I'm worse than the camel of my family. So we consider ourselves as nothing. And regard everyone, even if one person is coming for Jummah Salah, he's coming once a week to the masjid, consider him better as myself than myself. And keep ourselves connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our maqsad to be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That how we can bring deen in our lives, how we can bring sifat in our lives, and how we can bring sifat in the entire ummah. Allah give us all tawfiq. Allah forgive us for anything that was said that was wrong. And subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.